Thank you, Ivan. Good morning, everyone. We greet you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ and on this wonderful day that we can gather together. I don't know if you had an opportunity to watch the President's address last night, and if you haven't, the restrictions have been come down a bit from tomorrow, going to level two. So I'm asking you, will you pray for us, for as an eldership team? We're getting together on Tuesday evening to ask the Lord or to find out how do we go forward. So please pray for us that we would hear the Spirit of God and what He's saying to us, how He's leading the church. Pray that we would have wisdom and understanding and that we're able to do all the things that He wants us to do going forward. So I'm excited. God's heard our prayers and continue to pray for our nation in this difficult time, not only for the sickness to abate, but also that God will provide in incredible ways for not only for us, but for this whole nation in the way only He can as Jehovah Jireh. So I know Ivan's prayed, but I'd like to pray too, if you don't mind. Father, we thank You for Your word that brings life, an abundant life. And Lord, we've come here today with meet with You. And as we come under the word of God, we ask, Lord, that every one of us will be transformed and that we would be changed and we would meet you through the word today. So open up our hearts, open up our minds, Lord, to be changed. May every one of us be a different person from the time that we've entered into this meeting because of Your word. Your word is spirit and life and is life-changing now. And we thank You for that, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm excited about today, and I just know God's got us on a journey, and we started last week looking into Jesus, our baptizer, and being filled with the Spirit of God, and what does that mean to us as the church, and I just know God wants to take us deeper and further into understanding what He started 2,000 years ago and what He's continuing to do in our lives today. But I don't know if you've looked at creation and stood back and tried to assimilate what it is. This creation that God's created around us, but also us as His creation. And I want to ask you a question. What distinguishes us from the rest of creation to who we are? And I've pondered on that and I've thought about that. And I think one of the key things that makes us different from the animal kingdom and the plant kingdom is that God's given us this incredible ability to have thoughts and to think, but to speak, this thing of being able to communicate. And I really believe this aspect that God's created us in His image, that we can actually communicate. But I want to just say it's not only being created as a human being, but especially as we've been born again, we become new creations. This aspect of Christ in us, we've been created in the image of Christ. And I really do believe is that God has a desire right from the beginning in the Garden of Eden to speak to His creation. And even today, God is speaking, and we've even been encouraged over the weeks past is that we as the great shepherd wants to speak to us and we need to know His voice. But I also want to just say to this, something of when the church was birthed on the day of Pentecost, that God wants to speak through us. And I'd like to just turn quickly to Acts chapter 2 and from verse 16 to 18. This is Peter preaching, and he refers back to the book of Joel that God prophesied what had happened to the church. I just want to read that to you from verse 16, Acts chapter 2. Now, this was spoken by the prophet Joel. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy, and your young people, young men will see visions, and old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. So I just want to emphasize part of that process is the prophetic. Now, so often our view of the prophetic is there's a misunderstanding of it. I really do believe that prophecy is God speaking through man as the Spirit comes upon us and its ability to speak God's words into our situations. And as I encouraged you on Friday, I really do believe this aspect of speaking God's words is such an important thing. Not only we receive the Logos word as we read the word of God that encompasses God's will, we also have this word that's expressed through us, and we understand from the Greek that's called the Rhema, the spoken word. And I really believe this dimension of Christ in us, God wants to open up in our lives of the spoken word, His living word through us. And I really want to encourage you with this. I really do believe Quentin's been encouraging us on Wednesday nights about growing in the things of the Spirit. And he was referring back to our Lord and how the Lord actually taught his disciples about the things of the Spirit. You know, we are not always aware of the Spirit. We've grown up in the flesh, we've grown up in the carnal, and we've got to learn the things of the Spirit. And there Jesus was teaching his disciples. They didn't know who he was, but he rebuked the wind and the waves. Even when he gave thanks, there was a multiplication of food. We think, give thanks. And there's multiplication. Yes, it was the spoken given thanks that there was multiplication of the fish and the bread. And then Jesus cursed the fig tree, and then he taught his disciples that say to the mountain, and it will be removed. There's something of the speaking. And then he commended the centurion that had a sick servant. And the centurion said, just say the word, and it'll be done. And Jesus commended him and said, this man's got great faith. And it wasn't just a man of great faith. He knew there was something about the spoken word. Just say the word, it'll be done. And I want to just say, this is something that we need to learn. I think really, as the Spirit of God comes to take control of our lives and leads us into the fullness of Christ. And I do believe is that as the New Testament comes in, also it brings us to a place of understanding to call things that are not as if they are. See, this dimension of God that has been given to us, we're not all powerful, but Christ is in us. But how do we activate the Christ within us to release? So and I really believe this is part of a truth today that God wants to reveal to us. So I want to encourage us today as we continue with the message. My title of the message is Pray with the Spirit. And I think that's important. So the text that I use today is Acts chapter 2, verse 4. So if you'll turn in your Bibles to Acts chapter 2, verse 4. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. So there's some key components there as we look at that. They were filled with the Holy Spirit, began to speak in other tongues or other languages as the Spirit enabled them. And I really do believe this aspect of being filled is a key component of going forward as his church. And it says, and it doesn't say maybe, it says, and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit enabled them. And what I want to just bring out of that is this aspect of the speaking that was linked to the outworking of God, the Holy Spirit coming and filling the disciples and filling us. There's a speaking that starts to take place, not just at that time, but continue to talk. So I really do believe the Lord wants to take us as a church deeper into this aspect of his Spirit. And I'm asking you, we're going to be going over the next season, we want to be looking at and delving into the aspect of living in the Spirit. And I'd like you to dwell in the scriptures a bit and read it by yourselves from 1 Corinthians 11, verse 1, where it says, follow me as I follow Christ. But then to dwell on 1 Corinthians 12, 1 Corinthians 13 and 14, talks about the gifts of the Spirit, the ministries of the Spirit, the activities of the Spirit, then the love of God. I want to just say the Spirit of God brings the love of God, and then it's mixed into how we need to operate in the Spirit, in 1 Corinthians 14. So over the next while, we're going to be getting into that. But today, I want to, I've got 2 points that I want to bring through today and just dwell in those and maybe get some deeper understanding of that. So the 2 points that I want to get across today, we are his spiritual people, his church, and secondly, a spiritual journey in the Spirit. So firstly, we are his spiritual people, his church. Now, I want to just say very important that we are spiritual beings. And as the church, we are birthed in the Spirit. We might live in a physical body, but we need to live in the Spirit. And here we started. We get born again. We get recreated. Our spirits are renewed. We're brought into the fullness of the Holy Spirit. We must continue in the Spirit. And I want to just encourage us here today is that, you know, the flesh, the carnality, the world's ways and the world's thinking, not just sin, but the world's ways, which are not according to God's ways, need to be put aside that we can continue in the fullness of Christ and his word. And I come to encourage you today to walk in the Spirit. You see, as we trust the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit will begin to reveal Christ in us and begin to reveal Christ's kingdom with through us, and we'll begin to operate in that dimension as never before. You see, we need to learn to surrender all to Christ. We need to learn to abide in all in Christ, and we need to learn to rest in the Spirit. This walk in the Spirit is actually not difficult, but we've got to be committed to it and want to do it to go forward. So I really do encourage us today is that if we started with the Spirit, let's not go back to the flesh. And only you can answer that. You know, I watch many of you, and I even watch myself. We have seasons where we fall back into the flesh, that we get carnal again. And we warned about that in Romans 8. Do not be carnal. And I want to encourage us, let's get into a place of walking in the ease of the Holy Spirit. It's the most natural place that God has for us to live in the Spirit of God. So my second point is a spiritual journey in the Spirit. And I want to reference to the Old Covenant first and then to the New Covenant. So firstly, under the new Old Covenant, the Spirit of God was operational right from the time of creation and also operated with the people under the Old Covenant, and especially Israel. And we see that the Spirit of God was was placed upon individuals. The anointing was upon them. The prophets came and anointed people, and the Spirit came upon them. And we see at times that they began to prophesy. But what we see from here, that the Spirit's dwelling upon the individuals was not permanent. It was on some individuals. It wasn't upon everyone. It was just on some individuals. And I really believe God worked mightily through those people. And we see some of the prophets, how mightily the outworking of the Spirit worked. Elijah and Elisha, incredible things that took place in and through their lives. But it wasn't God's best. And that's where Jesus came, and he established the new covenant. And the new covenant, yes, it dealt with the issue of sin and took the barriers away, that now we can actually live in the Spirit. So that's why we spoke last week about Jesus needs to baptize us into the fullness of his Spirit, because to operate under this new covenant, and the Holy Spirit wants to teach us to operate in that. And the beautiful thing, and I want you to remember here, is that the baptism of the Holy Spirit brings us to a place to understand that the Spirit of God dwells in us permanently. You see, you receive a fullness of the person God, and he's not going to be removed from you. The Spirit of God is here on earth, and he's in you. And that's an incredible concept that you need to understand, that you need to knock on the door of your heart. As much as Christ lives in you by his, also by the Holy Spirit, you need to realize that the Spirit of God also lives inside of you. And this is an incredible thing. It never took place under the Old Covenant, but now under the New Covenant, the Spirit of God actually dwells in you. So what's new? This new creation that we become in Christ, we've been immersed into the Holy Spirit. There's an overflow as we've been filled by the Holy Spirit. And I think that's very important. There's got to be an overflow. When we're filled, I don't believe God just gets us to the top of the container. There's an overflowing. And we see what this, the scripture tells us. This overflow was speaking in an unknown tongue and enabled by the Holy Spirit. So I want to say to you out there, maybe you've battled with this aspect of speaking in another language given by the Holy Spirit, and maybe your mind has got in the way. I want to tell you, please don't fight with what the scriptures say. Do not fight with the Lord. This is an untold blessing that God has actually given to his church, to evidence of what he's doing in our lives. Now, maybe you don't speak in another language given by the Holy Spirit at this point in time, but I'm asking you to persevere and to allow the Spirit of God to lead you into this depth of being a reality in your life. I believe it's for everyone in his church. This is not, God is not saying only some get this. This is for all of us. So there might be issues in your own life that are causing a stoppage for this to be a flow in your life. I can't work those things out. The Spirit of God needs to reveal to you. It might be issues of your past. It might be issues of unforgiveness, or I don't know, rejection. I don't know what those things are. It might be even wrong people speaking to you and you believe in deception. I want to encourage you, please persevere, that this will be an expression in your life. So I ask the question, why an overflow of speaking in tongues? Now, I believe this is a mystery, and I've been pondering on it. But I really do believe this, again, as I introduced this message today, is that God wanted speaking. And the speaking is the proclamation of his word, the preaching of the word, and saying to the mountain, be removed. And I think God in his wisdom, this is my perspective, that he wanted to express the living word within us. And there was he wanted to have an evidence of the living word. So there was this release of another language where the Spirit of God actually used our tongue and gave the language and spoke through us. And as I shared my testimony last week, and I believe that's for everyone, it might not be as explosive as with me, but it might be gentle. But I really believe God wants to speak, the Holy Spirit wants to speak to you with another language, because it's an expression of who he is in you. So we move on from what has actually taken place. We get baptized with the Holy Spirit. There's an expression of speaking in another language. Now what? And I really believe we need to learn, as this person of the Holy Spirit comes to live inside of us, person God, Romans 8:14, we need to be led by the Spirit of God and be obedient to the Spirit. Romans 8:14, because those who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. And I want to just say, what is a son? A son is not a baby. A son that has grown up and has learned the skill of living and has become mature. And I believe this is a maturity that God wants to bring to all of us, and even the church as we go forward in this thing. God wants to bring us to maturity to manifest the Holy Spirit, which I really believe we're going to look at the gifts, the ministries of the Spirit of God, the activities, his pursuits and his plans that he has for us, and then also the fruitfulness of the Spirit of God. Jesus says that you will go and bear much fruit. So it's very key, and we've got to find the combination of how to do this. So how does the Spirit continue with us? I want to just say again, this is not a carnal activity. This is not a cerebral activity. It's not your willpower, your understanding, your programs and planning, even though those are good and we need to still do those things. I want to just say to you, this is an outworking of the Spirit of God in you. You've got to rest in him and relax in him and allow the Spirit of God to find his place in and through you. In Galatians 5:25, it says, since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. This incredible relationship that we have with the Spirit of God, trusting him, being obedient to him. We do not know the things of the Spirit, and God wants to reveal those hidden things by his Spirit. So for me, what is the secret of continuing in the Spirit? The living word needs to be spoken through us. And I love what the scripture says, and I really want to encourage you here today. From 1 Corinthians 14, verse 4, he who speaks in a tongue edifies himself, but who prophesies edifies the church. And I ask you the question, how can you edify the church unless you are edified? Now we know, I do a bit of cycling, but I know when I'm not fit and I'm not strong, I don't really do well on the cycle. And it's the same thing in the things of the Spirit. We've got to become stronger in the Spirit. And God has given us this incredible outworking of speaking a tongue, speaking another language that enables us for our spirit beings to be edified, to be strengthened, to be made strong, to be enabled to do what he's called us to. Why? To edify the church. You see, Paul said that we need to speak in tongues. What did he say in our private devotions? He says in 1 Corinthians 14:18, I thank God I speak in tongues more than all of you. Now, if Paul's life is a testimony of doing things for God, I want to say we need to do the same things. Paul learned the secret in his devotional life to pray in tongues. And that's something God must have taught him. He didn't just learn those things. He was a Pharisee. He learned the things of the Spirit. And I want to encourage us, we need to take opportunities and we need to take time to speak in tongues. One thing I just also want to say to you, it doesn't say they're praying in tongues. We always label it praying in tongues. And yes, you can pray with your spirit, but it says speaking in tongues as the Holy Spirit brings the words through your mouth. 1 Corinthians 14, verse 6, it says, now, brothers, if I come to you and speak in tongues, what good will it be to you unless I bring you some revelation, knowledge, and prophecy, or word of wisdom? Now, I want to just say to you, we need to be speaking in tongues. Why? As we edify ourselves, because God wants these spoken gifts to come out through us. A word of revelation, a word of knowledge, a word of prophecy, and a word of instruction. And I want to encourage you, you might be young in these things, but I want to encourage you, please grow in these things. Get edified, get strengthened. You know, we can be good in this in the natural. We work so hard on our bodies. We watch our diets. We get fit and we go to gym and doing all those things. But what about our godliness? Let's edify ourselves and let's grow his church by the Spirit of God. There's a secret here, folk, and I want you to delve into it and come forward with it. You know, Dudley Daniel that headed up NCMI, he spoke much in tongues, and we just see the revelation that God brought through him. And many men in the kingdom and the generals of the past, you'll see much of their lives that they spent praying with their spirit, or speaking with their spirit, that brought an outworking of what God is doing in their lives. So let's not be lazy in this. Let's not be deceived. Let's not be ignorant. Let the Spirit of God release something of the fullness of the life of God through us. So just in closing, a testimony, as I've been reading and researching this, and I do believe it's a truth. Many come and say, well, I've been baptized with the Holy Spirit, and I spoke in a tongue a little, but I didn't pursue it. And what has actually happened? And there's a testimony in their lives is that their ministry and their lives in Christ, they love the Lord, but it's become cold. And why don't you hear that? It's become cold. And Jesus warns about becoming cold. Don't become lukewarm and cold, because then I'll spit you out. And we have a responsibility. And I really want to encourage you and say is that there's something of when we speak in another tongue on a regular basis, we build our spirits up and we become alive to the things of the Spirit. So yes, we can pray and we can speak with our understanding. And I think there's nothing wrong with that. And God can also influence our thinking to do that. But I want to just something, the scripture says we are edified by speaking in tongues. And I want to encourage you to do that. I want you to speak in tongues. I want you to pray in tongues. I want you to worship in tongues with the Spirit. You know, that's the heading of this message today, with the Spirit. See, the Spirit of God enables you to do the thing. This is not we're not controlled by the evil one. We're not influenced by the world. We are led by the Spirit of God, and the Spirit enables us to do this. So where are we going with this? Why am I putting so much emphasis on this? Because God wants to use you to edify his church and to edify other people. We are spiritual beings, and God wants us to grow in this dimension going forward. So here we see praying with the Holy Spirit in Ephesians 6, verse 18, pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints. Pray in the Spirit. Work together. You know, our mission, part of our vision is partner with Holy Spirit. Work together with the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit. Speak in tongues as he enables you. And in 1 Corinthians 14, verse 39, therefore, my brothers, be eager to prophesy and do not forbid the speaking in tongues. And I want to just say, as a church, as we go forward, we do not want to restrict in any way. We don't want to be conservative in this area. We want to hold on to the Word of God for what it actually says. We want to believe that we're going to grow in this area, all of us, not some of us. We don't want to hold on to past experiences and what the churches, other churches have taught us. We do not want to forbid speaking in tongues, but we want to encourage. Why? We want to release this prophetic. We want to release this revelation. We want to release these gifts going forward. So I want to just say to all of you out there is that every one of us, the saints, the deacons, and the elders, we need to have an encounter with the mighty Jesus as the baptizer, and the baptizer with the Holy Spirit. And as we continue to grow in this area, continue to worship him in spirit and truth, I want to encourage you, continue to edify yourself by speaking in other tongues, speaking other languages the Holy Spirit brings to you. And I want to tell you what is going to happen. The life and the ministry of Jesus Christ is going to flow through you as never before. I believe it's a secret. It's a secret. So will you continue to do that and go forward in our Lord? Amen. May God bless you as you hear his word, and may these words work in your heart and in your mind, and may you do what the Spirit of God leads you today. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Ivan.